Former Lieutenant Governor candidate Sharon Newhart had the backing of U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, but that's not enough to get her the job as the head of the Ohio Democratic Party.
The majority of folks on the executive committee believe that David Pepper is the right person to lead the party right now. So I think what's most important is not who leads our party, but what they believe.
Newhart says she's read the vision statement put forward by David Pepper, the former Hamilton County Commissioner, who has run for and lost two statewide races, for auditor in 2010 and this year for attorney general. Outgoing state Senator Nina Turner, who ran unsuccessfully this fall for Secretary of State, is supporting Pepper and wants to play a major role in leadership alongside Pepper in the future. Newhart says she's hoping that new leadership will address governance policies.
There are things from a governance structure that we should be doing better. And I think that this election highlights it because, among other things, there's nothing in the bylaws about what happens when a chair resigns and how a new one gets elected. And those are pretty basic things. So what I want people to realize is that some of the ways that we've been operating in the past just won't work in the future. And we need to be sure that we have the kinds of policies and procedures in place that any well-respected business or nonprofit in the state of Ohio should have.
For his part, Pepper says he's open to Newhart's suggestions.
Sharon and I just have a somewhat different vision of the party. Of course, I'll do the things that she's talking about. And Nina and I have laid out a very broad plan about all the ways that we'll do things both internally and externally. But what I care most about is winning elections and then winning those elections in a way that you actually make a difference to the citizens of Ohio on issues that really matter to them.
Pepper says he thinks the party needs to focus on its message so that voters know where candidates stand on issues. If the party does indeed put Pepper in as chairman, as is expected, what role will Turner play?
One thing you'll likely see happening is the addition of several vice chairs so that there are more people who can use their energy and go to work on different parts of what the party needs to take on. And so I could easily see Nina being in one of those vice chair spots. And there are other ways that we'll lay out later.
Last week, longtime legislator Bob Hagan, who had also been running for the party's top post, took his name out of the running. If elected, Pepper will replace current chairman Chris Redfern, who's been in that post for 9 years. Redfern lost his re-election bid for his House seat and announced his resignation as party chairman on election night. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.